Demon Seed.
Walker, you must be mistaken.
It's now, it's here.
Come on down here and help us.
Demon Seed.
Paranormal existence.
You mean to say you came here purposely?
The first move in the great conspiracy had been made.
Have you pressed record yet?
It's going.
Excellent. I'll just set this up while we're doing this. Here we go. That's fine. Great. Well, what a great show we've got lined up today, in a way, you know.
Yeah.
It's going to be good. What are you looking forward to? I've actually got three bits this time. So that's quite good, isn't it?
That's good. That is really good.
Should we do one of those recaps where we say, what have you been up to? And then we talk about inane shit that means nothing to anyone apart from the two of us.
Yeah, just stuff in our lives that's only relevant to us.
Yeah, let's. So what have you been up to this week?
Well, John, it snowed on the day after Halloween. We had about 5 to 10 centimeters of snow, which was fun.
Yeah.
And then we did Halloween, and Halloween is bigger than Christmas here, so
yeah,
the kids got a lot of stuff like what they call candy. I call sweets and chocolate because I'm old school.
Yeah,
back to the fatherland. What else? I went to work. Funny story for you. So my son had a football birthday cake, or soccer as they call it here.
Again, it's not a grown-up term, is it?
Lots of green icing, which basically was like, hey, look, it's like the pitch, it's like the grass. And that green icing made my stools green for the following 48 hours.
That's actually, you know, that's worth talking about. So we've gleaned some decent information out of that there. So that's good. And then you've got to say to me, you know, what have you been up to? And I'll say something. Okay.
So John, enough about me. Yeah. Enough about my life. What about you? What have you been up to?
Oh, well, I mean, you might have had snow. I mean, we had rain this week. And there was a storm. So that was quite good.
Yeah.
But if you like rain, it was, you know, I stayed indoors for that. So I didn't get wet on any of those days. Yeah. I used, Amazon Prime. I ordered an electrical USB cable on that.
Okay.
So that's been good.
Nice.
And that will apparently be arriving today because it's Amazon Prime is the, you know, they send it the next day.
They don't do that here in Canada because we don't have the population density for it to be economically viable.
Right.
But I know in the UK, it's a small island with twice as many people on it rather than, the world's second largest country with like roughly 40 million people. It doesn't work.
It doesn't work, does it?
You know, it's 3 days is fast, yeah. 3 days is like...
And that's not bad. And to be honest, I only used Amazon Prime because it was the free sample. I've sort of fucked if I'm paying them money.
Yeah, no, exactly. I'm closer to you than I am to Vancouver right now.
Yeah. So, you know, if you want to come over, just come over anytime, really. You know?
I know, exactly. Yeah. Anything else? Anything else that's happened?
No.
I just noticed.
Let's just ask Mike what he's been up to this week.
What have been up to, Mike?
Mike, what have you been up to this week?
He's calling you, John.
Is he? Hang on a minute. How do you know he's calling me? Hang on a minute.
I hear your phone going.
Hang on. You're right. Hang on a minute. Hang on. Hello? Hello?
Hey, boys. It's Mike here, Mike Bubbins, from Barry Island. I used to be a PE teacher, but I give it up. I do other things now, boys. Sorry, I couldn't... I have this. It's Mike Bubbins here. For the podcast, I'm just calling in because I can't make it today. I've had some problems downstairs, I have, boys. I don't know if you know, but I lost control of the main wrestle in the mouth of the anus a couple of weeks ago. And the doctors had a look at it, but I can't go anywhere. The squelch and liquid everywhere. It's horrible, it is. Oh. I mean, I wouldn't wish it on my worst enemy, but I've got to put up with this for now, boys, but I'm literally knee-deep in my own feces. So, I can't make a podcast this week, lads. But I just wanted to wish you all the best. And hope it goes right without me. All right, boys?
Thanks, Mike.
No problem, boys. Mike Bubbins here. It is signing out from the podcast. Ta-ra, boys. Ta-ra. See you later, boys.
Bye, Mike.
Oh, that's Mike. So, yeah, he's obviously a bit tied up there. He lost control of the old, the back muscle of the anus. So
it does happen after, you know, a lifetime of abuse.
Yeah, I mean, that's it. I mean, he was into sort of chair legging before it was even a thing on the internet, you know.
To table legging as well.
I know, yeah. I mean, it was amazing he could get a whole chair leg up. But when he took it to the table leg, my mind was blown, you know. I mean, I knew nothing about it, but I went round to his house. God, it was about 1998, and he was living with his parents at the time. And not far from his parents' house, there's a little play park, you know, swings and a slide and, you know, all the stuff kids have, climbing frames and all that. And they used to have this, it was a variation on a swing. I don't know if you recall them, but it was like a rubber tire on a spring. So instead of going from left to right, it would go up and down. And yeah, they were quite popular. Well, they were very popular in Barry, you know, in the 90s. They were called Spring-a-me-jigs. That's what they were called. That's the name they were given, Spring-a-me-jigs. And he said, look, check this out, the Spring-a-me-jigs. I said, well, Mike, you know, we're both about 19. We're a bit old to be on Spring-a-me-jigs, aren't we? He went, no, but look what I've done with the lads. I've adapted it. And out of the bushes came three of his mates, Milo, Carl, and Rog, who were good, great lads.
I think you met
Milo when we went out drinking in Budapest that weekend.
Okay. Yeah.
And anyway, they came out and they had this old wooden chair they'd gotten from secondary school. They'd broken into the old school and they'd stolen a blackboard, a couple of chalk dusters, and this chair. And of course, they ripped the back off, turned it upside down so the four legs were facing upwards, and then they put it in the middle of the Spring-a-me-jig, which is basically like a giant car tire with, you know, there's a hole in the middle. And then they all, you know, ripped their trousers and pants off and all sat back to back, so all their, you know, rectums are facing inwards. And then they bounce up and down. And of course, that's how they invented chair legging. That's what they did. And then they moved it up to table legging, and he hasn't looked back since. But obviously, you know, although he's well respected in the chair legging world.
In the community.
I mean, he's number one. You go online, you know, they're singing his praises all the time. But there's only so much damage you can do to your ring before it just becomes a sort of relentless pool of slurry coming out of you, because there's just no control.
I was like happy for him to find something he loved and something he could do with his friends. I can't remember, the names escape me.
Milo. And I think it was the other two.
The other boys. And then what I really thought, when the thing that pushed over the edge for me, where I largely kind of withdrew my support, I didn't say anything. I was just quiet, more quiet protest than anything. Was when they upped it to leg-legging.
Yeah, I mean, it was extreme. Yeah.
Using human legs instead of chair legs and table legs.
Incoming pain.
We tell them it's shit. They listen to it. Then they say that was shit. I said, yeah, I know. We just told you that.
Clack hands only.
This is heroin that's been sort of mixed up with shit and then dried up.
Incoming pain.
It is a lot of old clag, this, right? There's no point trying to address it. There's no point trying to fucking polish a turd, is there, right?
Put it behind a paywall.
Only the clag hounds may enter the paywall.
If we're going to do it every week, then these idiots need to be punished for it.
Beaten around the balls with a telephone book, that kind of thing.
Incoming pain. Twice the clack, twice the regret. All for £5. To become an official Clackhound, go to patreon.com/thedemonseed.